From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Human Rights Watch said Friday that Ethiopian forces have killed at least 140 people and wounded many more during ongoing anti-government protests in what the group says may be the biggest crisis to hit Ethiopia since the 2005 election violence. The group's new estimate is nearly twice the death toll it estimated last month. The government, for its part, has only confirmed 5 deaths since protests began in November. The protesters have been demonstrating over plans by the government to develop farmland outside the capital, Addis Ababa, into a new business zone. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters, Turkish officials said Friday. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in the late Thursday clashes. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to the area to help train local Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by the Islamic State folks. Iraq's central government, which does not have a major presence in the area, has strongly objected to the Turkish deployment, saying it is a violation of its sovereignty. Turkey last month acknowledged a miscommunication with Baghdad over the deployment and has since relocated some of the fighters, but Baghdad is demanding a complete withdrawal. Belgian police say they have found the fingerprint of a suspect along with handmade belts that could have been used to carry explosives during a search of a Brussels apartment linked to the November 13th Paris attacks that killed 130 people. The prosecutor's office said the apartment searched in December had been rented under a false identity and may have been used by one of the 10 people arrested in connection with the attacks. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.